You've had quite a life, I suppose. I bet I know just what you're thinking. This is only the beginning. It's only gonna get worse from here. Let me tell you something. I'm 81 now. And every morning, I open my eyes and I see the sun streaming through the window. I hear the birds chirping. I smell the coffee brewing down the hall. And I walk into the bathroom and I look into the mirror. And do you know what I say to myself?
What?
The point is, it is only gonna get worse from where you are right now. Well, what did you want me to say? Life gets better with every passing year.
Well, you're not making me feel any better, Moira.
It's because I can't. Nobody likes to get older. But it doesn't mean you can't enjoy yourself. Look, you're way too young to be concerned about all this. Don't waste the best years of your life worrying about something you can't control.
I know. I know you're right.
And that's from Frasier, and a little twist there. And think about the people in your life that you know, maybe your parents, maybe your grandparents, maybe yourself, who are becoming more aware of the aging process. Maybe you feel the arthritis, maybe you look and you see some wrinkles, maybe you see hair where there shouldn't be hair on your chin or coming out of your ears, and you think, oh my God, what's happening to me? Or a few age spots on you, and you just feel like your life is passing you by. How do you manage that? Do you have a method to manage that, or do you just accept the way you are? And if you are one of those individuals who just feels like you don't have much control over your life and you're just losing it and you don't have a lot of fun things in your life, you may end up focusing on the negative. That's not healthy for you, but you know there's an alternative. And if you would be your own best friend, my guess is you'd take yourself by the hand and say, "Hon, look in that mirror. That is you. And whatever you look like on the outside, on the inside, you can be playful, you can be young, and you want to give yourself that experience. You do want to smell the coffee. If you like gardening, maybe you can have a little garden, maybe even indoors if it's winter time. Maybe you can have an activity that you like or watch I Love Lucy shows. Maybe some of you are too young to know what the I Love Lucy shows are. They're very funny. But just some sitcom that you like or some hobby that you have or some interest or passion. Maybe you're a history buff and you love reading history, or you love your grandkids and love spending time with them, or always wanted to travel and now you have a little more time to travel. Even I go to get my nails done, and my nail tech tells me that he doesn't like to travel at all, and he thinks his brother loves to travel, but he doesn't like to, and he kind of thinks it's stupid. And he stays in his building all the time, in his business, and he does nails most days of the week and goes home to eat. And, you know, it was an odd lifestyle for me. And then he filled me and he said, "Look, my brother spends all this money to travel. You know, he earns money and then he goes around the world." He says, "But look at this." And he shows me his computer. He said, "At the touch of my fingers, I don't have to pay any money." Of course, he says this in a Vietnamese accent. "I don't have to pay any money and I can travel around the world, and that's the way I like it." And, you know, he doesn't like to pack. He just likes to travel. So even if you are what's called a shut-in, you're in your home, you can't get out much, you can make your days interesting if you choose to. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist. You can pick up the phone right now and give me a call with your question toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER. You can also write down my number and maybe call at other times. I take calls throughout the week. Toll free 1-877-DRKENNER. You can also visit my website, drkenner.com. And even though it's not therapy, it doesn't replace therapy. You know, if you need therapy, you want to give yourself that gift of having someone to talk to and understand your situation in some depth and help you with some thinking skills. It doesn't replace it, but I can give you some good tips to help you along the way. Here is a question I received about the dentist. Think about yourself as a kid. Did you say, Mom, when are we going to the dentist next? I can't wait to sit in that chair. Oh, I love the sound of the drill. And boy, when I can feel that hole that he just drilled in my tooth with my tongue. Wow, that's so cool, Mom. You know, kids don't do that. I certainly didn't do that as a kid. In fact, my dentist used to give me the needles that he used for Novocaine. I thought that was cool as a kid. And he would also give me the mercury, which you can tell my age. They would never do that. Now, a dentist would never be allowed to do that, and it probably wasn't very healthy of me to be playing with the little mercury balls, but that's what we did. So anyway, here is the question from Micah. Dear Dr. Kenner, I have a friend who's a dentist, and he says he doesn't show his dental work to his patients till he's done. Maybe it's a crown or something. He claims that there is a syndrome or complex that some patients will freak out if they see their teeth shaved down. Is this true? What is the name of the syndrome? Well, Mika, I have bad news. I don't know a specific name of that syndrome. I even tried looking it up online, and maybe if I spent more time doing it, I might have found it. I did not find a specific syndrome. So I do want to talk about just a fear of dentists in general, and I feel so badly for dentists because many people don't say, oh, doc, thank you so much. I love the way you cleaned my teeth or the way you gave me a new root canal. Dentists are not the most beloved people in the world. So, number one, dentists know that, and they have skills to help, many of them have skills to help put you at ease. In fact, many children's dentists focus on giving the kids balloons or having cartoons playing or putting headsets on the kids so they don't hear the drill sound, and they do this for adults too. And if your dentist doesn't provide that, you can do what I did. When I went in for a root canal, my first root canal, I couldn't wait. This is serious. I couldn't wait for my first root canal. Why? Because I had been so busy. I think I was in grad school or just very, very busy working grad school and at home. I couldn't wait to just sit down in a chair for an hour. And I knew he was going to drill in my mouth, but he was going to numb me. And I was going to listen to a book on tape. And this was my mini vacation as a very busy mom and student and working person. So I just loved my root canals. And I kept that image of root canals or going to the dentist. So many people do have fear of dentists. They worry about loss of control, fear of pain. Maybe they had a previous bad experience or heard a bad story. They don't like the noise, the sound of the drilling. As I said, you can put headphones on, listen to music. They may not like a needle, a Novocaine going in their mouth. If they looked in a mirror and saw that their tooth was shaved, it may freak them out. You know, they look like a toothless old hag. They don't want to do that. So what do? You understand your own self talk and you realize that you can talk differently to yourself. You can say what I did, that hey, I'm on vacation for the next hour. I don't have to think about kids or shopping or whatnot. I can just lie back and listen to music or to a book on tape. So you discover, you create an alternative way of managing your fear. You also might need some knowledge from the dentist to allay your fears. If you think that you're going to have pain forever when it's only going to be numb for a half hour, you know, you're is going to be numb or something, get information from the dentist. Let them know you're a little anxious, because if you try to hide it, it intensifies that anxiety. So let them know. Sometimes dentists will put many times a poster on the ceiling of a relaxing scene you can look at. You can learn relaxation techniques, which include breathing techniques versus holding your breath. Maybe they can sedate you a little, and you can have a signal system with your dentist to just wave to them if you want to get their attention or something. And you can always use gentle humor. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness. Look forward to being with you again next week.
Sweet dreams are made of things. Who am I?
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
Some benefits of open communication on difficult topics, such as thoughts of flirting or cheating, are it diffuses the secretiveness and forbidden fruit aspect of the contemplated affair, which often decreases its appeal. You are no longer Romeo secretly meeting Juliet at the gym, trying to hide it from your wife. Your wife now knows. You are allowing yourself to face all the facts without evasion. You will be motivated to look at the situation with more scrutiny scrutiny and deal with the wider consequences of the attraction, a possible divorce. You can make choices such as changing what gym you go to or what time you go so that you don't continue to tempt yourself.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.